Welcome to Starting with Scripture. Each Monday, we read the gospel together and explore some of its historical and social context and reflect on what it might have meant for folks in antiquity and what it might mean for our lives today. This is a space for parents, caregivers, faith leaders, creative folks, and anyone looking for a thoughtful and grounded way to engage with Scripture. I'm Raquel Busa, an illustrator and seminarian, and this is my creative process behind my illustrated series, Doodles of Devotion. We start with Scripture so we can move into the week rooted in curiosity, grace, and connection. This is the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. Glory to you, O Lord. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evils against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. For today's reflection, I just wanted to give you a heads up that I am going to be talking about what's happening in the news in Minneapolis, and I am also going to be talking about violence. So please use your discretion about allowing children to listen. And if they are listening, I hope that you can guide them through. When I read this gospel, especially the last verse that says, "Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evils against you because of me." Oh my goodness, it just made me think of what's happening in Minneapolis. And it made me think of all the lies the government is saying about the people who are being persecuted, the people who are being abducted, the people who are protesting, all in the name of peace and justice. I don't think I ever spoke about this before, but it also reminded me of when I was studying abroad in Egypt. I was living in Cairo in an apartment a few blocks away from the university, the American University in Cairo, when the protests erupted, when the Egyptian revolution erupted. And in the square, my Den Tahrir, I remember young people gathering, protesting, chanting that they wanted bread, justice, and democracy. Another thing I remember was Muslims and Christians standing shoulder to shoulder. when it was time for Muslims to pray. And if you can imagine men praying, standing and kneeling and praying shoulder to shoulder in the direction of Mecca, and a human chain of Christians protecting them, it still gives me goosebumps to think about. It was a testament of peace and humanity and courage and love. And then I remember the violence erupting, the tear gas canisters, the sounds of guns and rubber bullets and the smell of tires burning, cars burning in the street. It was incredibly frightening for me and for everyone who lived through that. So when I read this gospel and I read the lines, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are the meek, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, blessed are the peacemakers, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake," I remember the protesters. I remember the crowds. And I also remember feeling like I was an outsider. This wasn't my battle to fight because I was an American living in Egypt. But now, as an American, as a person born here, the first generation born here in my family, a person who grew up hearing stories about poverty and desperation and the risks that people take to come to the land of opportunity to make their way, to care for their loved ones. As a person who carries all of those stories, I don't feel like an outsider here in the United States. I feel like my values, my freedoms, my civil liberties are directly under attack. And watching people get harmed, detained without due process, killed, I also feel a holy urgency to speak out and to act and to use this platform to encourage others to do the same. And I don't know what that looks like for you, but I hope you find a way to do it. That's what the Beatitudes are about. They're about turning towards mercy, peacemaking, righteousness, mourning with those who mourn. They're about humility and courage. They're a roadmap that Jesus has left us. Oh, this is so heavy. But I also know that this topic is incredibly difficult for us to begin to even discuss with children. So being that, Doodles of Devotion is for families to do together. I am thinking about illustrating questions that are family friendly because I don't sit around your table. So I don't know who has been watching the news, like which families, whether the children are at an age where that's appropriate, whether they're at an age where they understand, don't understand. So I wanted to make sure that Doodles of Devotion will be a place where we can talk about peacemaking in general terms so that families can feel free to move in the direction, the conversation in the direction where they feel the most comfortable in. So some ideas that I came up with, and this might change by the time Doodles of Devotions come out, but some ideas that I came up with was asking children and families to talk about someone in history who worked for peace and justice. Perhaps children feel comfortable bringing up Martin Luther King Jr., what he stood up for, what he did, why he was so important in history, maybe Rosa Parks. And we can then tie it back to the gospel and ask, how do they reflect one of the Beatitudes? And which Beatitude do you think they lived out the most? We can also make it even more simple and talk to our families about who they see in their everyday lives who are being merciful, kind, brave, or working towards peace in their own way. So like, who do they see in their school, in their neighborhood, in their church, and so on. And we can also ask, who can we pray for today? Who is someone that's hurting or scared or asking for justice? I'd like to end today with a prayer. God of mercy, God of love, forgive us for the times we did not choose a peaceful path. Forgive us for not standing up sooner. We are here now. Show us how to use our gifts to lift up our siblings who are mourning and hurting. Help us love our enemies and seek their healing too. Help us all heal. Amen. As we move into the week ahead, you don't have to carry this scripture alone. Let the questions linger. Let the story keep unfolding in conversation, in creativity, and in the quiet moments of everyday life. This reflection continues in this week's illustrated issue of Doodles of Devotion, where the gospel becomes something you see, color, and return to together. A new issue is released every Thursday, and it's always free, creative for family, faith communities, and anyone seeking a gentle, creative way to stay connected to scripture. Thank you for starting with scripture. I'm glad you're here, and I hope you'll join us again next week.